Read verse 21.
Je bist jek begon.
And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
و چون روز هشتم وقت ختنه طفل رسید او را عیسی نام نهادند چنان که فرشته قبل از قرار گرفتن او در رحم او را نامیده بود.
Now this is talking about the circumcision of Jesus.
در مورد ختنه عیسی مسیح صحبت میکنه.
It's specifically done on the 8th day.
روز هشتم انجام شده.
If you go to the Bible several places you will find that this is done on the 8th day.
معمولا ختنه در سنت قدیم
Philippians 3:5 circumcised Paul speaking circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, at touching the law, a Pharisee.
روز هشتم ختنه شده از قوم اسرائیل از قبیله بنیامین عبرانی از عبرانیان به لحاظ شریعت فریسی.
Yeah, Paul is letting us know his credentials. And he says, hey, I was circumcised on the 8th day. And he makes a point about this. Now, what was so special about that? Now, the first and foremost important answer that
is
that God had told the Israelites to do that. Now, this was an outward sign that they were part of God's people.
Yeah?
And remember, that's not the same as being saved. Yeah, babies weren't getting saved at that point. No, it was just an outward sign that they belonged to the nation of Israel. Yeah, and other people out of the nation could join the nation.
هر کسی در بیرون از قوم یهود هم میتونست به قوم یهود بپیونده.
And one of the requirements would be to be circumcised.
یکی از چیزها و درخواستاش ختنه شدن.
Let's read that from Leviticus 12.
لاویان 12 بخونیم.
And keep your finger there because you're going to come back to it later. And Leviticus 1-3. And the Lord spake unto Moses saying, speak unto the children of Israel saying, if a woman has conceived seed and bore a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days according to the days of the separation, for her infirmity shall be unclean. And in the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised.
خداوند موسی را خطاب کرده گفت قوم اسرائیل را بگو اگر زنی آبستن شود و پسری بزاید آن زن 7 روز نجس خواهد او مانند دوره عادت ماهانه نجس خواهد در روز هشتم پوست قلفه یا پسر باید ختنه شود.
Yep. Yeah, so God had commanded for all baby boys, for all boys or males to be circumcised. And again, specifically, God had said, do it the 8th day. Yeah? But there's another interesting aspect to this 8th day. And that's actually science catching up with the Bible. Of course, today we know much more about how things function in our bodies. And they figured out that there's something in the body that's called prothrombin. Yeah, that causes the blood to clot. And in the life of a child, of a male child, the highest level it's ever going to be, from the natural level, is at the 8th day.
Yeah?
3 days after birth, it will be 30% from what it eventually will be in an adult.
و 3 روز بعد از تولدش میشه 30% اون اندازه که بزرگسال خواهد داشت.
On the 8th day it reaches 110%.
110% بزرگسال خواهد شد. بیشتر از این دیگه نمیره.
And then afterwards it goes back to slowly back to 100. Yeah, it's just interesting that this is actually the case and that they figured this out. Of course, this is not the reason why we believe in the Bible. That's an interesting observation and it solidifies this is the word of God. Yeah, so Jesus was circumcised. Why? Because Jesus was born under the old covenant. And the commandment was every male child had to be circumcised in the 8th day. Now, is this something that we as Christians need to do today? Now, go to Romans 8. Read verses 25-29. For circumcision verily profited, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Romans 8, Is it wrong?
Yes.
Because I forgot to write to...
25 to 29, no.
Chapter 2?
No.
Wait.
Ishtabas.
Wait. I'm thinking of what it is.
225. Do bistapanch.
Yeah. Yeah, for circumcision fairly profited, if thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision doth transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man, but of God.
25-29
زیرا ختنه سودمند است. هرگاه به شریعت عمل نمایی، اما اگر از شریعت تجاوز نمایی، ختنه تو نامختونی گشته است. پس اگر فرد ختنه نشده، احکام شریعت را نگاه دارد، آیا نامختوری و ختنه شمرده نمی شود؟ و فرد ختنه نشده طبیعی هرگاه شریعت را به جا آورد تو را محکوم خواهد کرد که با وجود کتب و ختنه از شریعت تجاوز می کنیم. زیرا یهودی آن نیست که در ظاهر است و آنچه در ظاهر در جسم است ختنه نیست، بلکه یهودی آن است که در باطن باشد و ختنه آن که قلبی باشد، در روح نه در حرف، که تحسین آن نه از انسان بلکه از خداست.
Yeah, so this basically explains that circumcision of the flesh is not a thing anymore. Yeah, it says we need to be circumcised of the heart. How can you be circumcised of the heart? It's getting saved. Yeah, it's a spiritual circumcision that counts. Yeah, whose praise is not of man, but of God.
Yeah.
Being saved makes you part of God's people.
نجات پیدا کردن شما رو باعث قوم وارد قوم خداوند
در نیو تستامنت
زیر عهد جدید.
Now, what if you want to keep the law?
اگه بخوای شریعت رو نگه دارین چی؟
And you want to be circumcised.
و بخوای ختنه شی.
Now, just don't do it because you think that gives you a special status.
فکر نکنی ختنتون آدمی برترتون میکنه.
Oh, but verse 25 says it has profit.
میگه سود داره.
Yeah, it says it profited.
سود داره.
Okay, now when does it profit?
چه زمانی سود داره؟
If you keep the law. But it doesn't profit you if you're a breaker of the law. Because then it says your circumcision is made uncircumcision. And here's the problem with all breakers of the law. Oh, but I want to do it because of medical reasons. Yeah, because there has been a movement where we see more Christians circumcising the little boys. Yeah, as if it's something that is better. Now, let's see what the Bible says about it. Yeah, go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 7, 18 and 19. 1 Corinthians 7, 18 and 19. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 18.
اگر کسی در ختنه شدگی خوانده شود، ختنه ناشده نگردد. اگر کسی در ختنه ناشدگی خوانده شود، ختنه نشود. ختنه شدگی چیزی نیست و ختنه ناشدگی هیچ، بلکه نواختن امرهای خدا.
Yeah, so it's circumcision a thing today? The answer is no. It is not important. If you got saved when you're circumcised, hey, that's fine. If you are getting saved when you're uncircumcised,
hey,
that's fine. Don't have to change these things. Yeah, and if I would have had a boy today, I would not circumcise it. Yeah, not because it's a commandment not to do it. But because it's just not a thing anymore. Yeah, I wouldn't do it because it potentially would associate with the Judaizers. Yeah, who wants everybody to be circumcised.
که یهودی‌ها وادار می‌کنند که
circumcision is not something that we have to do as Christians.
اجباری نیست برای ما به عنوان مسیحیان.
Yeah, and the Bible says there's also not a good reason for doing it.
هیچ دلیلی هم خوبی هم نیست که ختنه خوب باشه.
Yeah, but it's important that we keep the commandments of God.
که امر خدا رو نگه داریم و قلبمون ختنه شه.
Yeah, it says circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing.
ختنه نشدن هم هیچه.
Yeah, so Jesus was circumcised.
عیسی مسیح ختنه شد.
Yeah, because he was born in the physical nation of Israel under the old covenant.
زیر شریعت به دنیا اومد.
Today we are a spiritual nation, a spiritual Israel.
قوم اسرائیل هست. قوم روحانی اسرائیل هستیم. روحانی هستیم و نه جسمانی هستیم.
Yeah, which consists of those who are circumcised of the heart.
هستیم که those who are in Christ. ختنه شدیم. کسایی که قلبمون رو به مسیح سپردیم.
Go back to verse 21 and look to.
آیه 21 رو بخونید. لوقا فصل 2.
Do I say that? No, we did.
22.
I lost my place. Yeah, I cannot find it. Which verse? Where it says that his name is Jesus. Yeah, 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Now,
I just want to point out that the name was Jesus. And the reason I'm pointing it out because some people will say that the Bible contradicts itself and they say the right name should not be Jesus but Emmanuel, because that was the name that is in the prophecy.
در نبوت گفته شده
امانوئل. First of all,
اول از همه,
the angel has just told Mary in Luke 1 that the name that was to be given to the child was Jesus.
Yeah,
so Joseph and Mary definitely gave the right name.
یوسف و مریم اسم درست
رو
بهش.
What about this prophecy?
اما در مورد اون نبوت که امانوئل
It's from Isaiah 7:14.
اشعیا 7:14.
And it says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
بنابراین خود خداوندگار به شما نشانه ای خواهد داد. اینک باکر آبستن شده پسری خواهد زاد و او را امانوئل نام خواهد نهاد.
Yeah, so how shall this child be called?
اون بچه چی باید خواهد
شد؟ Answer is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
But then people also call Jesus different things.
و خیلی ها نام های دیگه هم
Yeah, because Jesus is also God in the flesh.
چه خداوندیست که جسم پوشیده بود.
Yeah, he's God who dwell among us.
خداوندیست که در میان ما ساکن
شد. It's a title. It's a proper title.
صفت درستی هست.
Yeah, so Jesus is God with us.
عیسی مسیح خداییست که با ماست.
But it's not, it doesn't mean that this is primary name.
نه اینکه اسم اصلیشون بود.
Yeah, the name we see primarily used in the Bible is Jesus.
نامی رو که می‌بینید که مقدس عیسی است.
Yeah, John 20:31.
Johanna 20.
But these are written.
That
you, John 20:31. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name.
اما اینقدر نوشته شد تا ایمان آورید عیسی مسیح پسر خداست و تا ایمان آورده به اسم او حیات.
What name? Jesus.
کدوم نام؟ عیسی.
What titles do we see as well? The Christ. Yeah, meaning the anointed one, the chosen one.
شده انتخاب
And also he's called the Son of God.
و او پسر خداوند.
Now is it wrong to refer to Jesus in the sense of using the word Christ? No, it's fine. To refer to him as the Son of God? No.
پسر خدا.
That's fine.
اشکالی نداره.
Yeah, but Jesus is the primary name.
اما عیسی اسم اولی بود که خدا
1 Corinthians 5:4.
In
the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 5:4. You can read verse 5 also.
به نام خداوند ما عیسی مسیح هنگامی که شما با روح من با قدرت خداوند ما عیسی مسیح جمع شوید.
که چنین شخص به شیطان سپرده شود برای نابودی جسد تا روح در روز خداوندمان عیسی نجات یابد.
Yeah, so the name of Jesus is on the forefront.
در حقیقت نام عیسی
مسیح. Whose name are we gathering together?
دوره هم به نام کی جمع شدیم امروز؟
Yeah, the name of Jesus. Yeah, there's no contradiction. It's just one of the many names that are given to Jesus that have a certain meaning.
که معنی به خصوصی داره.
Yeah, the name that he received on the eighth day was,
was his actual name,
and that was the name of Jesus. Go back to Luke 2 and read verses 22 to 24. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opened the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is set in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
و چون ایام تطهیر او بر حسب شریعت موسی رسید، او را به اورشلیم بردند تا به خداوند تقدیم کنند، چنان که در شریعت خداوند مکتوب است که هر پسری که در رحم را گشاید مقدس خداوند خوانده خواهد شد و تا قربانی گذرانند، چنان که در شریعت خداوند مقرر است، یعنی جفت فاخته یا دو جوجه کبوتر.
So again we see here that in law of the Old Testament is being applied to Jesus.
In this
case, specifically to Mary, actually. If you go to Leviticus 12, and we read already verses 1 to 3, now we're going to read 4 to 8. This was another thing that they would do after a child was born. Read verse 4 to 8. And she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. But if she bear a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation, and she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 66 days. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest, who shall offer it before the Lord and make atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from her issue of her blood. That is the law of her that had born a male or a female. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring 2 turtles, or 2 young pigeons, the one for the burnt offering, and the other for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean.
سپس آن زن باید 33 روز صبر کند تا از خونریزی خود طاهر گردد. او نباید هیچ چیز مقدس را لمس کند یا به قدوس داخل شود تا زمانی که روزهای تطهیر وی کامل گردد. اما اگر دختری بزاید آنگاه 2 هفته نجس خواهد بود. همان گونه که در دوره عادت ماهانه نجس است، او باید 66 روز صبر کند تا از خونریزی خود طاهر شود. پس چون روزهای تطهیر وی کامل گردد، خواه برای پسر و خواه برای دختر، باید بره 1 ساله برای قربانی تمام سوز و 1 جوجه کبوتر یا قمری برای قربانی گناه به در خیمه ملاقات نزد کاهن بیاورند. کاهن آن را به حضور خداوند تقدیم کند و برای زن کفاره به جا آورد. آنگاه او از خونریزی خود طاهر خواهد شد. این است قانون زنی که فرزندی می‌زاید، خواه پسر و خواه دختر. ولی اگر دست او به بهای بره نرسد، باید 2 قمری یا 2 جوجه کبوتر بیاورد، یکی برای قربانی تمام سوز و دیگری برای قربانی گناه. آنگاه کاهن برایش کفاره به جا خواهد آورد و او طاهر خواهد شد.
Now, notice that there are 2 options.
Yeah?
You could bring a lamb,
yeah,
or you could bring 2 turtles or 2 young pigeons.
Which
of course was the less expensive option. And of course, Joseph and Mary were not rich people, and they're bringing the offering of 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now, what offerings is she making? If you read verse 8, you see that there is one used for a burnt offering, and the other for a sin offering.
Yeah,
and the priest shall make atonement for her, it says.
Now,
why do I point this out?
Now,
we talked about that Mary is not without sin. And of course, this is again another verse that proves that Mary needed a sin offering. Yeah? There's another reason why I mentioned it. And that's because some of the newer corrupt Bible versions that are used, it doesn't say for her purification, but it says for their purification. Now, of course, that would mean Mary and Jesus would point to. What's the problem with that? Jesus is without sin, so then you would have a sin offering be made for Jesus. Yeah, which is of course something blasphemous. So I just want to point it out that there are these kind of Bible verses that actually uses a different word there. Yeah. So today we saw the birth of Christ.
Yeah,
we saw Mary following the Old Testament law because Jesus was born under the Old Covenant. Yeah, with his dying on the cross, we have the New Testament. The testator had to die. And of course, we all need that sin offering to be made for us as well, because we all have sinned. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yeah, we all need a Savior that was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.